American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Donald Trump entering into a raucous ovation at the Republican National Convention, part of live continuing team coverage of You Decide 2024. Today kicks off day two of the RNC in Milwaukee. We know who's going to be running alongside Trump, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. WOKV Samantha Manning is live in Milwaukee. You cover Senator Vance in Washington. He's still in his first term. What do we need to know about him?
Yeah, Rich, so for people who've been following this campaign, the choice really wasn't a big surprise, right? Senator Vance's name has been coming up as a possibility for weeks, if not months. But look, he's a junior senator. He's 39 years old, and he hasn't been in the Senate for very long. He won in November of 2022 and just started serving his term last year. So what we know about him, he's a former Marine. He graduated from Yale Law School. But perhaps what a lot of people really know him for is that he wrote the best-selling book, Hillbilly Elegy, that later became a hit movie. And a lot of people are familiar with him from that. There are a lot of Republicans here who are saying that they're hopeful that he'll be able to bring in Midwestern supporters, right, coming from Ohio, battleground state. They're hoping that will be successful for the campaign. But there are also other Republicans who are cautious about, you know, the fact that he's young. He doesn't have that much experience in politics, particularly when it comes to executive experience.
Yeah, 39 years old, as he's the first millennial to be at the top of a ticket. He was a self-proclaimed Never Trump Republican, even once referred to Trump as America's Hitler. Does that also feed into some level of concern, or might the campaign be using this as a moment to basically show, hey, anyone can come around, if you will, on the Make America Great Again mantra?
Yeah, so that's actually the message that Vance is trying to get across himself. You know, he owns that. He used to be a Never Trumper, and he talks about that. And he uses that as a way to reach out to other supporters or to perhaps independent voters or people who may be on the fence or even maybe people who didn't previously support former President Trump. He argues he's the best example to show you can come to the other side. And he said, you know, before 2016, before Trump had won the election, he was a Never Trumper, but he said afterwards, and he saw the results, that's what changed his mind. And so they're hoping that will be effective, especially to get across to those undecided or independent voters.
We understand immigration is likely to be one of the major themes of the event today, and we anticipate Nikki Haley perhaps today. Is that one of the things that people are going to be watching and listening for?
Yeah, so the RNC hasn't released the official list of who's going to be speaking today, but to your point, you know, we are kind of hearing whispers about who may be talking, but absolutely a lot of attention will be on Nikki Haley. Initially, the expectation was that she wasn't even going to be attending the convention, right? That she wouldn't be here at all. And so now not only is she going to be here, but, you know, she'll be speaking. So a lot of attention on that.
Hey, before we let you get, did you find that much of the talk through the day yesterday was still centered around the assassination attempt, or was there a mood of celebration and that in many ways people had moved on?
So it's interesting. At the beginning of the day, that was certainly the main focus. But then the news had broke that the classified documents case was dismissed against the former president. So for a bit, that was a lot of the focus. And then the announcement came out about J.D. Vance. So there was a lot of news and a lot of things happening yesterday as the day developed. So I think the focus shifted a lot. But for a lot of the supporters here, it was all positive.
All right, Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage in Milwaukee. We'll hear from you again later this morning. Marco Rubio says he believes Trump made a fantastic choice in J.D. Vance, posting on X after Trump chose the Ohio senator as his running mate, saying Americans will soon see Vance as an incredibly intelligent, talented man who's completely committed to making America great again.